Baby, I'm gonna leave you a message right now, and I want you to listen to it in public. If you're not in public right now, I want you to promise to me that you're going to close this message. I'm gonna give you to the count of five if you're not in public to close it, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4. So, baby, you better be in public right now, because what I'm about to tell you is very much for private ears. I want to play with you, babe. I really do miss you. And I was thinking, what better way to play with you than just to tease you endlessly? It'll be some payback for all the times you've teased me, which is only fair, isn't it? You see, I am very, very fair, and I will give you exactly as much as you've given me. Are you ready? Actually, you know, I don't really care if you're ready or not. That's the beauty of leaving this as a voicemail. I can do and say whatever I want, and all you can do is listen. I quite like this new control, actually. But that's not what I came here for. I mean, it's a nice addition, but what I really came here for was to tell you something. Something about the state that I'm in. You see, babe, as soon as she left, I was just, you know, rolling in bed like I do, and I kind of started rubbing my thighs together, and it felt pretty nice. And I can't help myself. I started thinking about you and what you did to me. I started thinking about your lips on my neck, around my ears, and on my lips. I started thinking about your lips and all kinds of places, really. Moving over my body towards my breasts. And maybe I even thought about them going a bit lower. Which I probably shouldn't have done, because right now I'm just squirming in bed. And I wish you were here to do something about it. But you're not, so it's only fair that I make it so that you're squirming without anyone to help you as well, right? Yeah. So, what else can I do to get my baby all worked up? Maybe, would you like it if I told you even more about how much I want you right now? Babe, I'm so wet. You know how wet I can get, but it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad, and even the tiniest of movements just feel so good. But the problem is, with every tiny bit of feel good, it just reminds me about how much better it would feel if it were you. If it were your hands running over my body right now, touching me and caressing me and teasing me. And how much better it would be if it were your fingers playing with my pussy. That would be so much better on an end. At least for me. But with every little bit I give myself, I just want more and more and more. And if you gave me your fingers, I would surely want your cock. Maybe, though it's hard for me to admit, I would want you to tease me first. Just leave the tip of your cock rubbing my pussy. Slightly dipping it in just a bit. And have me begging for it. Begging for you to put it in. But you don't give in immediately, of course. That's what you're like. And I love it. I love it, baby, and it gets me even wetter. And then when I think you're never going to give in, that's when you do it. You thrust your cock deep inside of me. God, baby. How much I want that. You have no idea. I mean, I'm trying to convey it here, but God. Babe. I wonder how much you want it right now. If what I'm telling you is doing anything for you. If you're getting a bit worked up. If I'm properly teasing you. I did have a very good teacher after all. But you know, one of the things my teacher does very often is he teases, and he teases, and he teases, and he teases, and then he denies. And you see, baby, I get very mad when you deny me things. And I can pretend to be a lovely submissive and say that, oh yeah, anything for you, but you left me hanging last night, and this time I'm gonna leave you hanging.